Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Watch Your Roots program here, there, and everywhere. God bless everyone this morning, day after Valentine's Day. I love Valentine's Day. It's so sweet. My bestest buddy came in yesterday and brought me some chocolate dipped strawberries. She knows I don't have a boyfriend, so she came in very early and welcomed me into the day with a wonderful gift and let me know I was loved. It was wonderful. Anyway, given that we are in the last days, some kind of things we need to look out for on the 15th day of February on 2013, prophetic days that we're in. The H1N1 virus is re-emerging with some pretty catastrophic consequences, so I would encourage everyone to keep their hands washed if you go out into the community, given that there is, in addition to that, a new SARS outbreak. It's already killed close to 40 people. Just in case you don't know what SARS is, it's the sudden acute respiratory syndrome. I had a family member, my brother, was going over to Iraq just after 9/11, decided to re-enlist in the military, and was in a military transport plane, picked up the SARS virus, and spent the next 3 months in an Italian military hospital, so want to be real careful. Keeping yourself safe, hallelujah. There was also an issue that went on yesterday, I believe it was, perhaps could have been the 13th, where an Iranian, high-ranking Iranian commander was assassinated in Syria. So we know that the process is moving along pretty quickly. And, excuse me, given that, the topic of my program today is pleasing performances, quality of relationships. Are we pleasing to God? Do we operate in God's good pleasure? Every day, in everything we do and say, this is Watch Your Roots. I have a guest call-in number. My guest call-in number is 347-945-5170. Yes, we are all living in the age of grace here, but do we know what the age of grace means? Does it mean that we need to be good enough to be worthy? I wonder. Is it possible to have a pleasing enough performance to have a quality relationship and be pleasing to God? I think a lot of people think that grace comes by what they do or say rather than their relationship with Creator God. I don't know if you knew this, but I have a small business in the little community I live in. It's a barber shop, and I'm the only barber in town. The other barber just went to prison for 2 to 4, so I now have all of her clients. Keeps me pretty busy. And I had a gentleman come in yesterday. He's pretty well known in the community I live in, and he's a stout Catholic. And I cut his hair several times before, but he came in this time and sat down and said, my ex-wife told me if I wanted to get preached to come here and get my hair cut. I kind of had to just laugh because I wasn't sure if that was a good thing or a bad thing. But anyway, I kind of looked at it as seek ye first the kingdom of God and all that, you know. So I just had to laugh and say, you know, if I find fault with my Creator God in the way I word His words or live the life that He hopes that I will be a light in the world, to be a good and faithful foot washing servant, you know, I don't know. It's just kind of funny. But anyway, I went on to try to explain to this wonderful Catholic human being that all his rosary prayers to Mary and all that repetition and all that mindless minutia does not mean one thing. That you have to turn to the scripture and pray, like it says in the book of James, I believe it is, to get wisdom, discernment, and understanding when you read the Word of God, and God will give it to you liberally. If you have a contrite heart and you have a pure spirit to truly seek out His Word, He's not going to say no. What father will give their son or daughter a stone when they ask for a loaf of bread? So, with that, we want to be a blessed good hope to all humanity, and we want to administer the Word of God in a truthful, honest way so it leads people into the truth and reality of what we're living in these final, final days on the earth as it is. Talked to God this morning before I got on the radio, and He told me this. He said, servant of God, tell this to my disciples today. So I have to kind of digress a little bit about the perfect performance. But in works, it's not, it's grace. So we're going to go to what God told me to read. A couple of things. One's out of Titus. I'm going to read actually as fast as I can through Titus and Joel, because he said read Titus, so that's what I'm going to do. Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ according to the faith of the elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. There you go. There's our faith. Our faith is in hope, the hope that's in Jesus Christ. Not in the hope that's based in your actions while you're in this dimension now, in Second World Age, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. This was in the First World Age. In the First World Age, when you were a spirit of light, before you became a carbon being, a spirit living a human existence, but hath in due times manifested His truth through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of Lord God our Savior. This is a revealing in this time, saved up to this date, saints, sealed in the book of Daniel, to Titus, mine own son, after the coming, the common faith. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. For this cause I left thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting and ordain elders. We are the elder saints. We're supposed to be leading by what we have learned by reading this lovely, lovely letter that God left and wrote to us, to each and every one of us, that we should read and discern and learn what the story He has to tell each and every one of our hearts. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, those are the quivers of, those are the quills of your quiver. Those are the arrows in your quiver. Those are what you shot forth into the world. In this human world, this time around, those faithful children not accused of riot or unruly. For a bishop must be blameless, as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, but given, not to wine, nor a striker, nor given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, always sober, just, holy, and temperate, always learning and teaching, that's my little addition, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able to be by sound doctrine, not the doctrines of men that make void the word of God. Here a little, there a little, precept on precept, line upon line. Gathering not fables of men, but putting forth your boat into water that isn't going to be tempest-tossed, because you know what the truth is, to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Now I'm going to digress out of Titus here a little bit and tell you a little story. I had a client when I had mentioned to her that it was, I didn't feel comfortable sitting in my worship next to a homosexual couple that was sitting there holding hands next to me while I was trying to worship. And she took offense to that. And I've never seen that individual in my business again, and I've got to say this. You may not agree with me in regards to this position that I have, but I say this. A little leaven leaveneth the whole loaf. And it is not for the sheep that drinketh the milk and eat milk toast to deal with the wolves. The wolves go to the shepherd. The shepherd teaches the wolf to become a sheep. If you don't agree with that, I'm sorry. That's my position. Hallelujah. That's sound doctrine in my mind. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own. Now, saints, these are the prophets that were not sent from God. Now, in reference to that, you want to go to Ezekiel 13 and start at chapter 1. All right. And the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. Now, I wonder what has a slow belly, creeps upon the earth and eats the dust, bites the heels, and is the adder. This witness is true, therefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth unto the pure. All things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in their works they deny him. Now I know why God told me to read this book of Titus to you here. Hallelujah. Being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. But speak thou things which are sound doctrine, that aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith and charity and patient. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming holy, not being false accusers, not given much to wine, and teaching good things, that they may teach younger women as an example to love their husbands and their children, to put God first, to put their husband over their head, and yes, to be submissive, to be discreet, to be chaste, to be keepers of a good, holy home, to be good and obedient to their husbands, that the word of God should not be blasphemed. Young men, likewise also, exhort your and be sober-minded. In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works and doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. Sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say about you. Exhort other servants to be obedient unto their own masters and please them well in all things, not answering again, not prolonging, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn to the doctrine of God, our Savior in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. Now, if you don't believe that, you better go to Hebrews. Let's go to chapter 1 where it says, I have left an intrinsic knowledge of me in you so that you have no excuse as not to know me. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself us, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar and strange people, zealous of God, zealous for good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority, and let no man despise thee, because you've been redeemed, and Jesus Christ has paid the price. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers and to obey magistrates, to be ready for every good work, and never speak evil of any man. Don't be brawlers, be gentle and showing meekness to all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish and disobedient. We were also deceived, and we served diverse lusts and pleasures, and we also lived in malice. We envied, we did hateful things, and we hated each other at times. But then after that, loving kindness and the love of our God and our Lord Savior towards men appeared in us, because Jesus is good and he is God. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, for the propitiation of sin. Yes, indeed, the propitiation of sin, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, that we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. That this is a faithful saying, and these I will be, that thou affirm constantly that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto man, but avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and full of vain. any man that's among you that speaks willfully and is a heretic after the first and second admonition, reject them, knowing that he that is such subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself, when I shall send Artemis unto thee, or Tychius, be diligent to come unto me, for I've determined there. I have been determined there to winter. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses. They are not unfruitful. They that are here with me, salute me, greet them that love us in faith. Grace be unto you. Amen. That was the book of Titus. I just picked that out 30 seconds before I came on the radio because that's what the Father God told me to read. And here's the next one. Hopefully I can get to a couple of scriptures I actually pulled out. I'm going to go to the book of Joel. Excuse me. And I'm going to read chapter 3. I don't know why, but anyway. For behold, in those days and at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. And I will enter into the judgment with them there on behalf of my people and my inheritance Israel. Yeah, I know, I'm going to just stop right there. You know, I've had people ask me several times, Dolores, what's Israel? What is Israel? Well, I've had a couple of prophetic things given to me. One of them had to do with why did Jacob and God struggle? I don't know if you know the answer to that, and I quite really don't know the answer to that either. However, I do know that Jacob was named Israel after he struggled with God. So, hey, if you know the answer to that question, give me a call. My guest call number, my number is 347-945-5170. So, anyway, in addition to that, you know, Jacob prayed to God pretty heavy to have Esau forgive him for what he had done. Now, I know that Jacob I loved and Esau I hated, but he really did want forgiveness and seek forgiveness from his brother for the things that he did. Anyway, go ahead. Whom they have scattered among the nations, and they have divided up my land. They have also cast lots for my people. Yeah, they sure the heck have. Traded a boy for a harlot. Wow. Now, given that the Pope has just almost been indicted for, I didn't even want to go there. Let's read that one again. Traded a boy for a harlot. And sold a girl for wine that they may drink. Moreover, what are you to me, O Tyre? Another name for Satan. Sidon, another name for Satan. In all the regions of Philistia. You know, the Philistines were the half-breed, demonic, angelics, and humans and every other kind of thing. So here we go with that. Are you rendering me a recompense? But if you do recompense me swiftly and speedily, I will return your recompense on your head. Since you have taken my silver and my gold, brought my precious treasures to your temple, and sold the sons of Judah and Jerusalem to the Greeks in order to remove them from your territory. Behold, I'm going to arouse them from the place where you have sold them and return your recompense on your head, and I will sell your sons and your daughters under the hand of the sons of Judah. And they will sell them to the Sabians. Interesting, I'm unfamiliar with Sabians. I'll have to check that out later. to a distant nation, for the Lord has spoken. Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare a war. Arouse the mighty men. Hallelujah. Here we are. Let all the soldiers draw near and let them come up. We're all wall builders. We're all criers. We're all coming up on top of the wall, opening eyes and ears. Beat your plowshares in swords. Get ready. Be prepared. It's coming. Don't deny it. Don't be one of those people that says, oh, the Lord, yeah, he's not coming yet. It's been so long. Yeah, sure. Okay, I'm going to get up today just like I did yesterday and nothing's changed. Because those are the people that are going to be asleep just like the virgins that didn't have enough oil. Have enough oil. And your pruning hooks into spears, let the weak say, I am a mighty man. We are all mighty in Christ, in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, who's given his blood abundantly, more than we need to have, and paid our debt in full. So walk in grace and smile every day because you've been redeemed. And gather yourselves there. Bring down, O the Lord, thy mighty ones. Let the nations be aroused and come up in the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit to judge all the surrounding nations. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come tread, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for the wickedness is great. Multitudes and multitudes in the valley of decision. I choose this day who I will follow. I choose this day to lean not on my own understanding, but in all ways do I lean on the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Father, Yahuwah and Yahushua, every day. For the day of the Lord is near. In the valley of decision, the sun and the moon are going to grow dark. The stars lose their brightness, and the Lord roars from Zion. He utters his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth will tremble. They did in Russia yesterday, hallelujah. But the Lord is a refuge for his people and a stronghold to the sons of Israel. And you will know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my mighty mountain. So Jerusalem will be holy, and the strangers will pass through it no more. And it will come about in that day. The mountains will dip with sweet wine, the hills will flow with milk, and the brooks of Judah will flow with water. And a spring will go out from the house of the Lord to water the valley of Shittim. The Egypt will become a waste. And Edom, another family of the Canaanites, the seed line of Cain, the child of Satan, will become a desolate wilderness because of the violence done to the sons of Judah, who in that land they have shed innocent blood. But Judah will be inhabited forever in Jerusalem for all generations, and I will avenge the blood, which I have not avenged, because the Lord dwells in Zion. That's what I was told to read to you. And here's the scripture I wanted to read. I think I have enough time to read the one scripture I picked out, and that is Corinthians 4:18. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking in truth and in love, we will in all things grow up in him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by supporting each and every ligament, it grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work in hope, in grace, in our true hope that's in the Lord Father Jesus Christ. He paid the price. You've been redeemed. It's a great day. Go out and be the light. draw ye nigh unto the Lord Jesus Christ and drag someone else along. Be happy, Father. Amen.